神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you once again.
我们很高兴地再次跟你在一起。
We're going to be speaking about counseling once again.
我们要再次来谈一谈心理的咨询，也就是心理辅导。
But this time from a Christian perspective.
那这次要谈的是从一个基督徒的一个观点来看。
We have learned that counseling is a way of just giving advice when people ask us for it.
所谓的咨询、咨商或者是心理辅导，就是当有人来问你问题的时候，你给一些意见。
As Christians, we come from the perspective of the Word of God and the power of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
身为一个基督徒神的儿女，我们这种对心理上的辅导、协谈呢，这种能力是借着耶稣基督，然后圣灵给我们的，也是从神的观点来看。
It's not just a philosophy, it's the way of life.
并不是一种哲学、一种观念、一种方法，而是人的生命的问题。
You might say, who is qualified to be a biblical or Christian counselor?
或许你会问，到底有谁有这样的资格可以成为一个基督徒的一个协谈、一个咨商者？
They are the people who have come to God and found peace in their life.
首先，他是在神的面前有心里面有平安的人。
You see, so many times it's peace that our heart longs for.
我们在寻求的，我们要的，实在就是平安。
Peace is therefore found in God.
那平安，心里的这个安宁，是只有在神里面才找得到。
So to be a biblical counselor, a Christian counselor, we have to be one who has a personal walk with God, who is deeply committed to Jesus Christ, and is led by the Holy Spirit to comfort and counsel others.
要成为一个基督徒的咨商者，一个基督徒的心理辅导家呢，他需要是一个与神同行，然后深深的委身托付，把自己的生命托付在基督的身上，借着圣灵，靠着圣灵来带领的人，这样的人能够给予人一些劝诫，一些安慰。
There must be in the person a love for God and Christ and a careabout the spiritual needs of others.
这样的人一定是他爱神，爱主耶稣，然后他对人有一种关怀，关怀他们的灵魂，关怀他们的需要。
It's a person who daily studies God's word and is able to accurately handle the truth.
这样的人也需要是一个愿意来研读神的话，而且把这样的话借着真理把它表明给别人的人。
It is for those persons who feels within them that God wants them to help people in this way.
这样的人是心里面有这种负担，觉得上帝要他用这种方法来帮助人。
Now, basically, many of the problems that we have that needs counseling has their source in sinful things that have happened in our life.
基本上人的心理上有一些根基的问题的时候呢，是因为我们里面有这种罪性，罪的特性的这样一个根源。
So one of the main responsibilities of a counselor is to bring you into relationship with Jesus Christ that can cleanse those sins away.
所以一个很大的工作就是我们要把这样的一个对象需要帮助的人带到主耶稣的面前，让我们的罪性可以借着耶稣的宝血被洁净。
And of course, only a person who has a real relationship with Christ and fellowships with Him and seeks God's will can do this. Not only is it our goal to lead people to Jesus, but also to help them mature in their life and find wholeness in their spirit.
这样的人不但要把人带到耶稣的面前认识主耶稣，而且要帮助他们成熟成长，而且让他们心灵里面呢可以得到痊愈，得到完全。
As a Christian counselor, we encourage others to find truth from the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
一个基督徒的心理辅导的这样的人的话，我要激励你，鼓励你，就是要从神的真理，然后从那里面来得到，找到答案。
Christ-centered counseling is the encouragement and the hope and advice given to another based on biblical truth.
所以当他在跟别人諮商协谈的时候呢，基本上是以神的真理，以圣经的真理来找到人的盼望。
As a Christian counselor, we rely on the Spirit of Christ within us to provide the power necessary to help them change.
所以我们要从圣灵来得到力量，因着圣灵的能力来期待人生命的改变。
Actually, the Word of God tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come.
神的话告诉我们，若有人在基督里面，他就是一个新造的人，旧的都要成为过去，成为一个新的了。
I've seen this happen in so many lives.
我看过太多这样子的一个事情发生，生命的改变。
I remember a couple that was just ready to break up and have a divorce.
我记得有一对夫妇正在要离婚的时候。
But they found Jesus and he came within their heart and he brought that family back together.
那就在那个时候，他们找到了耶稣，认识了主耶稣之后呢，借着神的能力，把他们的家庭又再次让他们圆满。
We study counseling as anyone does.
一个基督徒的协谈者呢，他要跟别人一样，要学习这种心理辅导。
We use many of the same processes.
我们也用很多同样的一个过程。
The processes I told you about before.
像以前跟你谈过的。
But we recognize in our heart that we ourselves do not have the ability to change people.
但是我们体识而且相信呢，在这个协谈帮助的人的本身没有能力可以帮助人，可以改变人。
We realize it takes the divine help of the Holy Spirit to deal with the human heart.
我们知道一定要有从上面来的圣灵的能力才可以来帮助人的内心。
You see, we understand that the solution for this person is not our solution, but it's what the Word of God through Jesus has said and can do for you.
因为要解决对方的问题不是从你来解决，而是呢，神借着耶稣基督里面的话，然后才可以帮助对方。
As a Christian counselor, you do not think about your own self-sufficiency as enough to help a person, but you lean on the fact that you know that the sufficiency of Jesus Christ can help you to help that person.
身为一个基督徒的帮助人的这样的一个諮商者的话，那我们不绝对不认为自己有能力可以来帮助对方，而是靠着神主耶稣基督自己的那完全的能力才可以帮助。
You see, it's the spirit within the Christian counselor that helps you to counsel in truth.
所以是我们里面的圣灵帮助我们用真理来帮助对方。
For Jesus said, I am the way and the truth.
因为耶稣说，我就是道路，是真理，是生命。
Also, we understand that the Word of God is a powerful weapon.
我们也知道，上帝的话，真理是很有能力的武器。
In the Bible, it tells us that it is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can get into our heart, into our problems, into the answers that we're looking for.
圣经上告诉我们，神的话就像两面的那种利刃的刀一样，然后它可以剖入我们的思想，剖入我们的心，然后来帮助我们解决我们的问题。
The successes Christian counselor has answers, but trusting the Lord.
所以一个成功的基督徒的协谈者、咨商者的话，他的成功不在于自己有多么好的方法，而是在于他愿意怎么样来依靠主耶稣。
There have been times when I really felt I didn't know the answer, but the Spirit of God came and the answer was there.
很多时候我实在不晓得我可以给什么答案，但是我知道圣灵就这样子提供给我对的答案。
You see, when we look at people, we don't judge them on what they have done or their attitudes. We look beyond that to see what God can do for them.
当我们看到一个人有问题的时候，我们不在那里来论断或定他所做的事情的罪，而是我们跨过他所做的来看看神要为他们做什么。
Trusting in the power of the indwelling spirit of Christ, not in some kind of theories.
要克服这种罪的问题，就是要很简单的、很单纯的相信上帝，然后借着耶稣基督，就是这样子，然后呢，我们就可以啊来得救。解决罪的问题，而不是其他的任何的方法可以解决的。
Now, this doesn't mean that we don't use some of the principles of counseling that we have studied and learned in our college work.
这样子说并不代表说呢，我们就不用那些我们所学习来的一些方法跟过程来帮助对方协谈。
It means the Christian counselor doesn't depend on those.
只是呢我们身为神的儿女基督徒的协谈呢咨商呢不是依靠这些方法。
They use those, but asking the Holy Spirit to direct it to the hearts of the people.
我们用方法，可是呢我们是依靠圣灵把这样的一个能力跟智慧放在人的心里。
As a Christian counselor, we realize that people become trapped in patterns of negative behavior, usually losing all hope,of any personal change.
我们知道当别人带着问题来找你的时候，如果你是一个基督徒的咨商者，那你晓得对方是完全没有盼望，是在问题陷在问题里面的。
Many of them don't know what to do.
他们不晓得该怎么办。
They hardly even know what to ask.
连要怎么问问题都不知道该怎么问。
They don't know why they do what they do.
他们也不晓得怎么会变成这样子。
But as a Christian,We realize that at the heart of problem behavior is where man attempts to get something, but they get it in the wrong way.
身为基督徒，我们明明的知道人会陷入这些问题或者是消极的情况呢，是因为人想要得到一些什么，而是用错误的方法来争取。
The Bible tells us, for when I want to do good,It seems that evil is present, and it's evil that pulls us.
圣经也告诉我们，人想要做好，但是呢，里面却有那种恶的能力，把我们带开，让我们做坏了。
So we know that there's something deep in the heart of man that must be dealt with, and that is sin.
所以人的心里面的深处有一个需要解决的，那就是罪的问题。
You might say, why do I do what I don't want to do?
或许你说，为什么我会做我不想做的呢？
Well, you see, we were created with three God-given inner needs.
我们神造我们的时候呢，我们有三个很大的基本需要。
And you're attempting to meet these needs through other people or circumstances.
有时候我们会从人或从环境想要得到这三方面的需要的满足。
We have a need for love.
我们有爱的需要。
To know that someone is committed to your highest good.
我们需要知道有人爱我，爱到可以把最好的来给我。
The second one is to know that you have significance, that you have meaning and purpose for your life.
第二个需要是我们需要知道我的人生是有意义的，是有目的的。
The third is to feel safe and accepted, to have security.
第三个是我们觉得让我们有安全感，知道我们是安全的，是稳妥的。
So most of our problems stem from these three needs.
所以人的大部分的问题都是出于这三个需要。
So you might ask them, why did God give me these inner needs, knowing that other people and circumstances cannot bring the complete and lasting fulfillment that I need?
或许你会问，为什么明明神也知道人没有办法满足我这三方面的基本需要，而还给人有这种需要？
This may come as a surprise to you, but God designed those needs in us to draw him into a deeper dependence on him.
或许我这样回答你，你会有点惊讶。事实上神给人这三方面的这种很深的心理的需要是因为要吸引我们来依靠他来靠近他
There is within us, deep inside, what we have called a God vacuum
每一个人的心里面都有一个除非神可以满足的一个空处
We were made that way
每一个人是这样被造的
And God designed that he could meet all those needs of our life.
而神自己的设计他的这样的一个、创造呢就是他自己要来满足这个我们所空乏的这样的一个需要。
Now he may use people to bring love into your life.
他会借着人把爱带给你。
But only God can fully meet your desires.
但是却只有神自己可以完全的满足你。
The word of God tells us, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
圣经告诉我们，我们要在神里面呢，自己来取乐，自己自乐，然后他会满足你的需要。
I wished I could tell you how many times he has fulfilled this in my life.
我希望我能够告诉你，实在是太多次，神自己来满足我心里面的需要。
He tells us also, commit your ways unto me, trust in me,And he will do this for us.
他也告诉我们把你自己托付给神然后他要为你成就。
He does hear us.
他是听我们的神。
He does care.
他是关心我们的神。
He wants to meet these needs.
他要把你的需要让你得到满足。
So when you come to a Christian counselor, these are the realities that they will start from.
所以如果当你来找一个基督徒的咨商者的话那么这些就是他们要着手的一些事实
They will try to lead you from where your problem is to see the deeper need in the heart
他们会带你从你提出来的问题来进入更深的心里面的问题
And they will begin to lead you out of theOf this problem.
然后也把你从问题中带出去。
They will show you how that God can help you to have your mind renewed.
他们会让你知道神可以更新，可以改变你的思想。
As a counselor, we know that many things that happen in your life is because of your very bad thinking.
我们知道很多时候我们的一些问题事实上是从我们的思想我们的心里面的思考方式来的
Thinking that twists your life
我们的思想想法呢把我们的人生扭曲了
And we know that the word of God tells us that Christ can transform us by renewing our mind
然后神的话告诉我们主耶稣可以来更新改变我们的想法
You might say, well, how does he do that?
或许你说他、主怎么做的呢
It's a marvelous reality how he can make us to begin to think things from a different perspective.
这是很奇妙的，它可以帮助你扭转你的想法，从一个新的一个角度来看事情。
To begin to think from a Bible perspective.
是从圣经真理的那种角度来看的。
You see, our sinful nature thinks to ourselves, if someone has hurt me, I have every right to hurt them back.
我们这里面罪的本性告诉我们如果有人伤害我我就要报复
But when you begin to understand from God's perspective and from the Word of God, it tells us that if someone hurts us, we are to pray for them and be kind to them.
但是圣经里面神却告诉我们，如果有人伤害我们的话，我们面对我们的敌人的时候，我们要对他们仁慈，要为他们祷告。
And this is altogether a different thinking that you would naturally have.
那这些想法都是很自然的，而且都不同的。
You see, God's word begins to be the standard for your life.
之后呢，如果你寻求神之后呢，上帝的标准想法会成为你生命的一些标准跟想法。
And with this as a standard, you begin to see the patterns in your life that's not right.
所以你就从上帝的这些想法看到自己的一些生活生命的模式是不对的。
The hatreds that you have.
比如说你的里面的那种恼恨。
The bitterness that is there that God says, no, no.
是神不要的那些苦毒。
So we begin to think in the Bible perspective.
我们就开始用圣经的角度来看事情。
Then you begin to sense that these inner needs are being met.
然后你就发现，当你从真理的角度看事情的时候，你里面的需要就被满足了。
This is when healing begins in our life.
这样子就是你的里面的心理的被医治的开始。
And then you begin to depend on Christ.
接下去你会越来越依靠基督。
It sometimes is a long voyage out, but God can truly bring us out of what we have been in.
是一个很长的一个过程，有时候需要时间，但是呢，上帝要把你带出来，进入这个一个啊痊愈的一个地步。
Let me give you a little illustration from the Word of God.
我要给你一个例子。
Jesus was traveling through an area that usually the Jews did not travel.
有一次，耶稣进入一个犹太人本来是不经过的一个地方。
But he told his disciples, "I have need to go through that land."
但是他告诉他的门徒说呢，我必须要经过那里。
When he got to one of the cities there, he sat down by the well.
当他进入那个地方的时候呢，他就坐在一座井水井的旁边。
His disciples went off to get something to eat.
他的门徒们就跑到远一点去买东西要回来吃。
It would seem that it was maybe in the middle of the day.
那个时候刚好是中午的时候。
Now, women usually came in the morning to get their water.
在那个地方呢，通常妇女们会在早上出来打他们的水。
But here came a lone woman with her bucket to draw some water.
在这个日正当中的时候，却有一个妇人拿着她的打水的器具呢，出来要打水。
I'm sure she saw Jesus, but she didn't pay any attention to him.
当然她一定知道耶稣坐在那里，但她没有注，她没有去特别注意耶稣。
Then he asked her a question.
然后耶稣问了一个问题。
He said, would you give me some water?
她说你可以给我一些水喝吗？
Now she looked at him, realizing that he was a stranger, he was a Jew.
这个时候这个妇女看着耶稣呢，她就觉得很奇怪，她不但是陌生人，而且是对他们歧视的犹太人。
And she knew the Jews hated her.
她明明知道犹太人是很憎恶他们的。
And her people hated them.
而且他们的人也不喜欢犹太人。
And she wanted to know why he would ask her for a drink of water.
她就想知道说为什么你这个憎恶我们的人要跟我要水喝呢？
And he said, if you knew who you were talking it to, you would realize that I could give you living water.
耶稣就对他说，如果你知道向你要水喝的是谁，那么你就会向我要活水。
That once you drink of it, you'll never thirst again.
所谓的活水就是你喝了不会再渴。
I believe she was confused.
所以这个时候，这个妇女，我相信她是很混淆了。
Who wouldn't want water that once you drink, you never thirst again?
哪里有什么水可以喝了不会再渴的呢？
So she began to ask him about it.
她就开始问他这是怎么回事呢？
Now she was thinking of physical water.
这个时候这个妇女所想的是一般我们喝的水。
But Jesus was thinking about the soul.
但是耶稣所谈的是我们这个魂里面的需要。
The water of life that he could give her.
是生命里面的活水。
That would change her life.
是可以改变可以给她的。
And put her thinking and her life into proper perspective.
然后 好让这个妇女的生命她的想法都开始能够扭转成为正确的一个方向。
He went on then to tell her that he was the Christ, the one that was to be sent from God.
接下去耶稣继续的告诉这个妇人说呢，他就是从神那里来的救世主。
Then he said something very strange.
接下去他讲了一句很特别的话。
He said, go get your husband.
他说你去叫你的丈夫来。
I think immediately she probably got quiet.
这个时候这个妇女突然间就静下来。
She said, Lord, I have no husband.
她回答说呢，我没有丈夫。
He said, you speak right.
耶稣说，你说的对。
For you've had five husbands, but the one you live with now is not your husband.
她说，你曾经有五个丈夫，现在这个不是你的丈夫。
She immediately left and went to town and told the people as she went, come, come hear the one that told me all about my life.
这个妇人就赶快跑开去告诉所有镇上的人说呢，来，快点来看，看一个可以揭穿所有我人生里面的问题的人。
No, he didn't tell her about all of her life.
事实上，他没有把他的事情都讲出来。
But he put his finger on her problem.
但是耶稣正中下怀地指向他的问题。
You see, she was living a life without any true security.
因为这个妇人，她的生活里面呢，是没有安全感的。
I don't think she felt very significant. One man after another she had had and left her.
当她一个男人换过一个男人的时候，她的生命里面也没有觉得有什么价值。
And by now she probably did not know what love was.
特别是这个时候，她可能不知道什么叫做真的爱。
But you see, Jesus was able to really show her with just a small question what was the center of her hurts.
耶稣他的问题只是很简单的问他，到底你生命里面的问题，你的里面的伤害到底是在哪里？
You see, when we come from a biblical perspective, we can soon put the finger where it hurts.
当我们用属灵的角度来看一个人的问题的时候，我们可以就抓到那个问题的关键。
You see, Christ never was judgmental.
耶稣从来不论断。
And as a Christian counselor, as I said before, we do not judge people.
我以前讲过，身为一个基督徒的咨商者的话，也不要去论断人。
We try to help them.
我们是要帮助他。
One time there was a woman in the Bible who was caught in the very act of adultery.
有一次，有一个妇人啊，被正在行奸淫的时候呢，就被抓到了。
At the time, they were to be killed. That was the law. She was to be stoned to death.
在那个时候，当一个女人去啊，就是行奸淫的时候呢，被抓到是用石头打死的。
But they brought her to Jesus.
他们就把她带到耶稣的面前来。
And he said that her sins were forgiven, and that she was to go and sin no more.
耶稣跟他说什么呢？耶稣说呢，你的罪被赦免了，被原谅了，但是不要再犯罪。
As Christian counselors, we must lead people to recognize the true meaning and the true problem is deep in the heart.
所以基督徒的一个谘商者要把人带到，让他明白他最深的那个真正的问题的根底。
May God bless and use you as you work in this area.
愿神祝福你在这个方面来帮助别人。
It is so rewarding to be able to help someone who is hurting.
能够帮助被伤害的人，有问题的人，实在是一种很好的，而且是会得到赏赐的工作。
With Jesus as our guide and the Word of God as our standard, we can help people change their lives.
以神自己的真理为标准，然后主耶稣自己从我们的引导，这样子我们就可以带领人，帮助人，能够得到好。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。